Blog Talk Radio.
very far over many lands and seas. He was very shy, and there was so much sadness in his eyes. But very wise, so wise was he.
Charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see
you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, girl, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing my own.
every voice and say, till I did heaven ring with the harmony.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our home ownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as $20 a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a National Network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
What's going on, everybody? This is Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio Network. It's Black Music Month. Let me bring this mic closer. It's Black Music Month. And we're going to try to have this month with historical individuals and black music. We will still have hot topics, stuff that's going on here in the Illinois or Chi-Rock or Crook County, how you want to look at it. We are going to also look at these new laws that they're trying to put on the books, everybody. You see, remember last week when I told you about the Supreme Court? Now, dig this, everybody. Now, dig this, real talk. Now, we live in the land of Obama. And who would have thought that in the land of Obama we have such taking back upon the law that it's impossible to live your life as a normal citizen? Today they just passed a law basically saying legal civil procedure is done for. The police can stop you, whether you're guilty or not. If they arrest you, they can take a sample of your DNA. Now, I know a lot of rape victims might be screaming, yeah, that's good. But hold on. What of the rape victims? They're screaming, yeah, that's good, that's what's going on. Gets pulled over for a traffic ticket and has to have their DNA taken. They're trying to collect a whole nationwide database. Now, look at this, that and the Obamacare. Like I said, if you ain't got no insurance, they'll stop you, swipe your mouth and feel that you're a danger to society. You might cause the cold or the flu or what have you. They can just take your DNA. Is this the America we want to be living in? We still got that affirmative action suit going on. We still got the voters' rights bill still trying to get passed within Shelby County. This is the Defense of Marriage Act law, all that. But we're going to try to get in that, try to get those in if we have enough time. I'm going to do a rebroadcast of the Stevie Wonder documentary, Kick My Black Music Month off of Stevie Wonder. But it is Black Music Month, and we lost on the first, kicking off Black Music Month, we lost two very, very accomplished vocalists. We lost Marvin Jr. of the Dales, and we also laws of Plansburg of the five stair steps. Now, five stair steps. Both of these groups are from the Shy. You see, the Shy has a history of bringing out souls to singers, especially back in that day. Who are the five stair steps, you might know? Well, they got this one cut that goes something like this. That's the five stair steps. You know, they was like the first. They were like the first Jackson Five, Prince New Mike up close. When they first came out, matter of fact, they were considered the first family of soul. Let me read a little bio of the great five stair steps. This Chicago group was dubbed the first family of soul because their successful five chart run. The moniker was later passed on to the Jackson Five. Initially, a teenage five-member brother and sister vocal group made up of children of Betty and Clarence Burke. The five stair steps, named by Mrs. Burke, who thought her kids looked like stair steps when they lined up according to their age. Featured lead singer Clarence Jr., who passed away this weekend. Aloy James and Dennis, and 13-year-old Kenny. Most of the members attended Harlan High School on the South Side. Clarence Sr. was a detective for the Chicago Police Department. he backed the group on bass guitar, managed them, co-wrote songs with Clarence Jr. and Corey Fowler. After winning first prize in the talent contest at the Regal Theater on 47th and King Drive, now located not there no more, Harold Washington Corporation over there now, but it was there at the time. The Five Star Steps received recording contract offers. A close neighbor and family friend was Fred Cash of The Impressions, who introduced the group to Curtis Mayfield. Curtis Mayfield signed to Mayfield's Windy City imprint, which is distributed by Philadelphia-based Cameo Parkway record label. The first single was Gregory Fowler's ballad, You Waited Too Long. Don't Waste Your Time, a Mayfield song, double-sided hit in Chicago. The A-side, You Waited Too Long, charted number 16 in the Billboard R&B charts in the spring of 66. Around the end of 67, Cameo Parkway folded and Windy City switched to Buddha Records. Through former Cameo Parkway executive Neil Bogart, who joined the new label as co-president, the group's second album, Family Portrait, completed with a montage of Burke family photos, was recorded and produced in Chicago by Clarence Jr. With the addition of the three-year-old brother in the group, the Five Stair Steps and QB Family Portrait yielded two hit singles, Something Missing, and a cover of Jimmy Charles and the Revelettes hit, 8 Million to One. The group often toured with the Impressions after signing with Buddha Records. The group, once again known as the Five Stair Steps, Matter of fact, they changed. What was the name? What was the name of the group? What happened? What I missed there again? After singing with Buddha Records, the group was once again known as the Five Stair Steps. I guess so. In the spring of 70, the group released the biggest hit, the one which I just played, Ooh Child, written by Stan Vincent, which hit number 14 on the R&B charts, 8 on the Billboard Hot 100. The disc sold over 1 million copies and received gold, awarded by RIAA, the Recording Industry Awards, we give you for charting gold, on August 1970. The flip side of the single, a cover of Lennon McCartney, Dear Prudence, charted at number 49 on the R&B. The following year, the group resurfaced as the Stair Steps, with two chart-busting singles, Don't Look So Easy and I Love You, Stop. The group appeared in the 70s movie, the group appeared in the 1970s movie, The Osley Brothers Live at Yankee Stadium, a documentary of a benefit concert filmed at the famous home of the New York Yankees featuring the Osley Brothers, the Brooklyn Bridge, and various other Buddha-affiliated record artists. In the early 70s, the group was known as simply the Stair Steps. Although it was still in the group, QB never really sang with the group, but would grow up to be a popular dancer with the Dance Theater Harlem, etc. Billy Preston introduced the Stair Steps to the Beatles, and the group signed with George Harrison's Dark Horse label, distributed by A&M Records. Aloy left the group in 72 to begin a spiritual journey and would later return to college. Graduated from Emory University, at which she was also a guest speaker. An album, Second Resurrection, was released in February of 76, produced by Preston. Robert Mondwalk and the Stair Steps, From Us to You, written by Clarence Jr. and Kenny Burke, was the group's biggest hit since Ooh Child, peaking 10 in the early 75. Follow-up single, Persuado, also covered by the group's Pockets, received airplay in Chicago, New York, and other markets. Kay sang, played bass, and wrote songs on Tell Me Why and Salam. After the Stair Steps disbanded, Kenny remained a dark horse as a solo artist. He produced debut albums, LP Kenny Burke, was released in 1977. Singles was Keep On Singing and From Me to You. The instrument answer to From Us to You, becoming in-demand session bass player, he can be heard on everything from Sign, Family Stone, Natalie Cole, Billy Preston, even Redman. Check it out. Terry Carter, Curtis Mayfield, Bill Withers, Linda Clifford, Silk, Ramsey Lewis, Diana Ross, Gladys Knight. He also played a part of Bill Withers' band. This time he co-produced the album with Bill Withers with his single Lovely Day on it. Talking about like Kenny Burke, let me get to the later years. Well, then I'll talk about the death. I thought we could get to the death of what happened and how he passed away. But Curtis Clancy Clansburger Jr. of the Five Best Deaths passed away this weekend. Excuse me, that's the mic. I'm not speaking from the mic. Passed away this weekend, and we're kicking off Black History Month with a tribute to the Five Stair Steps and also the Dells. But here's a cut that if you're from Chicago, you listen to Herb Kent every Sunday. He normally plays his cut by the Five Stair Steps, or when he's known as Stair Steps. If you get a chance, go back and listen to some of their music. Like I said, they were the first black family of soul before the Jacksons. It's funny, when the Jacksons came out, everybody just took a step back. Here's the Five Stair Steps and World of Fantasy. All right. Rest in peace there, Clarence Burke Jr. of the Five Stair Steps. Passed away this weekend. Who else passed away, Ebony? Matter of fact, Marvin Jr. of the Dells. See, the Dells grew up in Harvey, Southside, far south suburbs, and began singing together while attending Thornton Hot Township High School, forming in 1952 under the name the L-Rays. The group initially consisted of Marvin Jr., Mickey McGill, Louis McGill, Vernon Allison, Chuck Barksdale, Johnny Funches. Lucius soon left the group, and the remaining trio signed with Checkered Records, releasing their first single, Darling, I Know, which flopped. In 55, the group renamed themselves The Dells and signed with VJ Records. In 1956, they recorded their first hit, Oh What a Night, a song co-written by Johnny Funches, who also sang lead on the recording alongside with Marvin Jr., which hit the top five on the R&B single chart. It sold over 1 million copies and was awarded a gold disc. The song is right. May I close that door, man? All that stuff in the background, please. Thank you, Vic Holly. It's going out on the air, too. Not a problem. You have a seat, too. Ebony has that, please. I mean, Ebony got a company in here coming on like that. I mean, take your company, please. Yes. And let's just tell us to have a live studio audience, and these people love the Dells. Anyway, the song ranked 260 on the Rolling Stone magazine list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. In November of 58, the Dells suffered a car accident that left McGill in the hospital in Ohio for 6 months. The group temporarily disbanded, and Barksdale sung as a member of the Harvey Fuqua's spinoff Moonglows act. Harvey and the Moonglows, which included young Marvin Gaye in 1961, Harvey and the Moonglows had Marvin Gaye in the group. Thank you for that clarification, Evan. In 1961, the Dells reunited and auditioned for Diana Washington. After Washington agreed to hire them, Johnny Funches left the group to take care of his family. Funches was replaced by Flamingo's founding member, Johnny Carter. The group sung background for Washington for 2 years. In 66, Ray Charles hired them to be the opening act, only to fire them a month later after their performance gave them several standing ovations. The group will also sing background for Barbara Lewis, mainly on Lewis' 1963 hit, Hello Stranger.
Hello Stranger, seems to me to see you back again. Tell me, how long has it been? Ooh, it seems like a mighty long time.
That's right there. We're also working with Quincy Jones, who helped them fine-tune their vocal standard as standard in jazz material. In 66, the Dells returned to Chess under the label Caddis Subsidiary, working with Bobby Miller and the future Earth, Wind & Fire arranger Charles Stephanie. In 67, the Dells issued the album There Is, which included their first R&B chop topper in years with the title track, which showcased the sharp baritone of Marvin Jr., rest in peace, and the harmonials of the four other Dells. The song also was their first top 20 pop hit. Subsequent R&B hits included Wear It on Our Face, Always Together, I Can Sing a Rainbow, Love is Blue, Chop 15 in the UK. And their first R&B hit, first top 10 pop hit in 1968, Stay in My Corner, we reached top 10 on the pop charts and showcased both Carter and Marvin Lee vocals. The Dells' soulful version of their debut hit, Oh What a Night, gave the group their second chart-topping R&B single and also reached the top 10 Billboard Hot 100 for the second time. The song sold over a million copies. Subsequent hits, Open Up My Heart, Over the Day, On the Dock of the Bay, and in 1971, The Love We Had Still on My Mind became another top 10 hit of the R&B charts, also reaching the top 30. By this time, Charles Stephanie had taken over production duties from Bobby Miller. In 73, Give Your Baby a Standing Ovation was certified gold. Songs written by L.V. Johnson and produced by Don Davis. Later cadets around the end of 74, with the parent company and financial leaving cadet around, 74 with the parent company financial difficulties, the group will continue recording under Mercury, ABC, 20th Century Fox, and Virginian labels, finding some hits, including the 1980 I Touched a Dream, which returned the group to the top 40 on the R&B charts. The Dales, confined mostly to the oldies market, afterwards until they was asked to be creative consultants on Robert Townsend's acclaimed 1991 musical, The Five Heartbeats, which loosely was based on the lives of the Dales. The group report recorded a composition titled A House, A Heart is a House for Love. The song reached 13 on the Billboard charts, making them the only one of two groups to have a hit singles in 5 decades. The following year, signing with PIR, they released the album I Salute You. The Dales continued performing recordings periodically in the early years of the new millennium. In 2004, the group was inducted to both the Vocal Group Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The group continued performing until 2012. The deaths in the group goes like this. In 1988, the original Dales vocalist Johnny Funches died of pneumonia. January 23rd, 1998. Johnny Carter died of cancer 11 years later, August 21, 2009. Carter is one of the few artists to be dubbed Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, having been inducted with the Flamingos in 2001 and the Dales 2004. On May 29th, 2013, Marvin Jr. passed away in his sleep at home in Harvey, Illinois, succumbing to complication of kidney failure this Friday. And a weak heart. Chuck Barksdale is said also to be gravely ill. So, like I said earlier, we just need to give the flowers while they are here, because they gave us such great, marvelous, memorable hits. And who can remember the Five Heartbeats? If that was a life depicting of their story, that was a beautiful story. Robert Townsend, shouts out to you. Let's touch a dream, Ebony, with the Dales. And rest in peace, Marvin Jr.
Been away? Oh, I see. Well, I just got back in town myself. You know, there's something been on my mind for a long time, but I couldn't tell anybody. Because they would have thought I wasn't wrapped too tight. Well, look here. If you got a minute, let me tell you a little story about what I finally realized after the hurt and pain was gone and the tears were gone from my eyes.
Life don't mean a thing. I see the moon, I see the sunrise, but there's nothing in between. Sorry is the word, oh, but fool is what I really mean. Cause when I touch you, girl, I touch the queen. I touch the dream. Yes, I oh, that's a dream. All I do is dream of fantasies, secret thoughts of love, secrets of you. And when we made love, someone unreal would have to take your place. For without love, my life is such a waste. I feel so bad because once the dream was so weak, and pride won't let me hide the way.
Just to stay. how good it was when you were here. And it ain't the one that I've been drinking. For once I feel my head.
Said goodbye. I can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. 1, 2, 3, hit me. Bop the bop. Bop it out of bebop. Bop the bop. Yeah, bass man. Come on up. 1, 2, 3, hit me. Sound good. Yeah. Saxophone on the floor. 1, 2, 3, hit it.
Jimmy got, hold on, I only got to hear because I'm trying to, this new mic out. Anyway, yeah, that was my little brief memorial service for Clarence and Marvin. Great voices passing away, great voices that are just passing away. We're going to be back after a quick break. Then I'm going to do a little brief. Stevie Wonder, a little hookup. Black Music Month. 347-838-9825. You ain't got to call him if you feel like it. This is one of these shows we just dedicated to black music because it is Black Music Month.
Wouldn't you just like to feel clean again? In Chicago and surrounding areas, Unique Towel Cleaning Service is the best cleaning service. We do basic cleaning and super cleaning, offices and apartment buildings. We will even clean your barber shop, your beauty shop, your spa or restaurant's towels and aprons. Call Unique Towel Cleaning Service at 773-484-5027. Ask us about our very special offer for our new clients. Call us at 773-484-5027 today and feel clean again.
Hello, this is Prentice L. Allison, founder and president of SPSI, Service Perfect Solutions Incorporated, a network of financial service professionals teaching people how to use life insurance and annuities to retain more of their income and pay the least tax on it. Our toll-free number is 877-902-9048. We are proud to have serviced more than 500 clients, national and international, from ages 0 to 99 for the past 30 years. My tip to you today is, if you are a business owner with at least one employee, including yourself, it would behoove you to get business life insurance. Why? Thank you for asking. 7 points I want to leave with you. Your premiums are tax deductible. Your policy bills cash tax deferred. Your cash reserve inside the policy is yours to use tax-free. The policy will replace your income if death occurred prematurely. The company will pay the premiums if you become disabled. The policy will return all premiums to you when you retire. Last but not least, make sure your agent is well experienced in business life insurance. Stay tuned for more tips on how to use life insurance and annuities to help yourself today and protect your family and business tomorrow. This is Prentice L. Allison, president of SPSI. Toll-free number is 877-902-9048. I wish you well, and to God be the glory.
On May 13, 1950, in Saginaw, Michigan, a baby boy was born to his mother, Lula Mae Hardaway, and his father, Calvin Judkins. His father was there at birth, but not part of his life growing up. The newborn baby boy was named Stephen Judkins Morris Hardaway.
I can't give you any guarantees your baby has received two more oxygen.
Stephen was born prematurely and was then put in an incubator. Due to too much oxygen in the incubator, his eyesight was permanently damaged beyond recovery. Due to his blindness, Stephen's grandmother was afraid to let him out of the house. Therefore, to pass the time, Stephen would bang on pots and pans, the beginning of an amazing story with a talent for music. However, Stephen did get out of the house despite his grandmother's fears. And refusing to let his blindness handicap him, he lived just like a regular kid, playing games and climbing trees with his friends. Stephen and his family moved to Detroit, and that is where his musical career began. Stephen grew up listening to blues music. He taught himself to play many instruments before the age of 10. He also sang in the church choir. Some of his major influences were Duke Ellington, who Stevie said inspired him throughout his life, and Ray Charles, from whom people said Stevie inherited his soulful shouting and blindness. Stephen sang in back alleys and crowded street corners in Detroit. It was here that Ronnie White of Smokey Robinson's group, The Miracles, heard Stephen sing and decided to introduce him to Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, who decided to sign him to Motown. It was here that little Stevie Wonder was born.
You got quite a voice on you, son. You want to be famous?
Yes, sir.
You can drop by my studio.
By age 13, Wonder had a major hit, Fingertips Part 2. This was a 1963 single taken from a live recording of a Motown Review performance issued on the album Recorded Live, The 12-Year-Old Genius. The song, featuring Wonder on vocals, bongos, and harmonica, and young Marvin Gaye on drums, was a number one hit on the Billboard's Hot 100 and R&B charts, making him the youngest artist to top the former in its history and launching him into the public consciousness. Stevie graduated from the Michigan School for the Blind. He studied classical music.
Stephen Judkins.
All the time.
Oh, my baby, I'm so proud.
In 1964, Stevie Wonder made his film debut in Muscle Beach Party as himself, credited as Little Stevie Wonder. He returned in the sequel released 5 months later, Bikini Beach. He performed on screen in both films, singing Happy Street and Happy Feeling, Dance and Shout, respectively.
Now, children of the surf, if you think there are seven wonders of the world, well, here's the eighth, Little Stevie Wonder.
His own recording studio, Taurus Records.
Mm-hmm.
In 1968, he recorded an album of instrumental soul jazz tracks, mostly harmonica solos, under the pseudonym and title Evitz Rednow, which is Stevie Wonder spelled backwards.
The album failed to receive much attention, and its only single, a cover of Elvie, only reached number 66 on the U.S. Pop Chart, and number 11 on the U.S. Adult Contemporary Chart. Nonetheless, Stevie managed to score several hits between 1968 and 1970, such as I Was Made to Love Her, For Once in My Life, Seal, Sign, and Deliver, I'm Yours.
Once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once I'm free, I can go and light these things. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you, who would make my dreams come true.
Working at Motown, Stevie, age 20, met his first wife, Syreeta Wright, who had recorded 6 albums for Motown. With You, I'm Born Again, her 1980 duet with Billy Preston was her biggest hit. Stevie produced her first 2 albums. The albums were romantic and imaginative, softly funky odes to love and life. Stevie married Syreeta in 1970.
You know, a lot of people don't know this either, but Stevie liked to have people around him when he recorded in the early days. I mean, just the fact that someone was near them, near him, it gave him a sense of peace, and he felt that he could do what he needed to do. So he liked having people around.
Music continued to flow from Stevie, and in 1972, the album Talking Book featured the number one hit, Superstition, which became one of Stevie's biggest hits.
Superstition featured a rocking group that brought me a bigger audience on rock radio stations.
The Talking Book album also featured You Are the Sunshine of My Life, which also peaked at number 1. Time as the album's release, Stevie Wonder began touring with the Rolling Stones to alleviate the negative effects from pigeonholing as a result of being an R&B artist in America. Wonder's touring with the Rolling Stones was also a factor behind the success of both Superstition and You Are the Sunshine of My Life.
Stevie and his band were the opening act on all but one show. People loved him. Amazing.
Between Superstition and You Are the Sunshine of My Life, the 2 songs won 3 Grammy Awards. On an episode of the children's television show Sesame Street that aired in April 1973, Wonder and his band performed Superstition as well as an original song called Sesame Street Song, which demonstrated his abilities with a TV audience.
Hey, Stevie.
Huh?
You're so good. Can you sing a long note?
Long note?
Long note.
Okay, I have to take a deep breath to sing a long note.
Okay, go ahead.
That was not long. I gotta try.
Oh, you didn't do it yet. Okay.
You know, Wonder's songs were very difficult to sing. He had a developed sense of harmony, and he used extended chords with you know, ninths and elevenths and thirteenths and diminished fifths. I mean, it was amazing. His melodies made this abrupt and unpredictable changes that just made his music outstanding.
Stevie got in a car crash on August 6, 1973.
I was just 23 when it all happened. I was driving with my cousin John to a benefit performance for a radio station when our Mercury Cruiser crashed into the back of a flatbed truck.
I was driving on Interstate 85 when it happened. Stevie was just listening to music when it all went down. I got distracted. It was a bad scene.
One of the more popular reports that still pervade books and the internet was that a log came flying off the truck, crashed through the windshield of Wonder's car and hit him in the head, sending him into a coma.
Man, there was no log. That accident broke both my ankles and took me off the job for months.
Stevie was in a coma for 4 days and the accident left him hospitalized for 2 weeks. He was left with partial loss of smell and temporary loss of taste. While in coma, many worried that Stevie was not responding. Then one day, longtime friend and publicist Ira Tucker found a way to reach Stevie by singing some of his previous lyrics.
Buddy, I miss you, man. You gotta come back. Everybody misses you. People keep on learning. World keep on turning. But we keep on working till we get to high. Ground. Oh my God, nurse, come in! Come in, look! Look! Oh, it is a miracle!
Thing I knew was that I was unconscious, and that for a few days. I was definitely in a much better spiritual place than it made me aware of a lot of things that concerned my life and then my future, and what I had to do to reach higher ground.
Celebrities offered their support to Stevie in his time of need.
Mr. Wonder, you have a phone call.
Yo, Stevie, the Jackson 5 is about your troubles, man. I want to extend an invitation to their private plane to fly you anywhere you need. Man, just say the word.
I mean a lot, man.
Once Stevie recovered, he jumped right back into the music, creating the song I Just Called to Say I Love You from the movie The Woman in Red.
No New Year's Day to say.
Wonder received an Oscar for this song and decided to dedicate it to Nelson Mandela, thus banning his music in South Africa.
In his acceptance speech for the Oscar,
Oscar for the best song in 1985, Stevie dedicated this award to imprisoned civil rights leader Nelson Mandela.
And receiving the Oscar for best soundtrack for his I Just Called to Say I Love You, Woman in the Red, Stevie Wonder.
I'd like to thank all my fans especially, and without all of your support I couldn't have made it. And I'd also like to dedicate this to Nelson Mandela for his influential acts against apartheid.
What many music fans might not have known was during the 1980s, Stevie Wonder entered a phase of his career which was perhaps his most successful commercially. However, critics panned most of his work in this period, stating that it failed to live up to his previous outings. Stevie decided to help others through his music and activities. He fought against drunk driving, apartheid in South Africa, and hunger in Ethiopia through songs. His mini duet with Bruce Springsteen in the benefit song We Are the World remains as one of the weirdest yet most powerful and memorable music exchanges ever. Not the genius's best work, but maybe his most important. When politicians like Reagan and McCain opposed the national holiday honoring Dr. King, Stevie wrote a song that basically asked, "Are you serious?" He headlined the first official MLK Day in 1986.
But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. Is not free. Is not free.
Stevie met Dr. King when he was 14 briefly.
We are proud to say that Stevie was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989.
Stevie, the youngest solo artist to achieve that feat, and is also the youngest individual to have been awarded with the Kennedy Center honor in 1999. Stevie's desire to help the world continued as tragedy struck the United States with the bombing of the World Trade Center in New York City. Stevie jumped to action and performed a benefit concert for the victims of the World Trade Center attack.
I knew I had to do something. Our nation was in mourning, and the families of the victims needed support.
What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster. Could change your joy and laughter to tears and pain.
Began experimenting with electronic instruments before widely used.
The result of his amalgamations of electronic and acoustic music with unique rhythms and melodies overlaid the poignant lyrics spanning every conceivable life situation made him an absolutely pivotal figure in modern music.
Stevie is the father of 7 children from 3 different women. His first 3 children, Aisha Morris, Kaida Morris, and Kwame Morris, were from a relationship with an ex-girlfriend named Yolanda Simmons. The next 2 children were Mumtaz Morris and Sophia Morris, which were with another ex-girlfriend named Melody McCullough. his last two children, Kaylin Morris and Melanda Kaje Carl Steveland Morris, were with recent wife Kai Miller Morris since 2001.
In 75, I was ecstatic with the birth of my daughter, Aisha, so I wrote the song Isn't She Lovely about it. I was truly in the wonder of the miracle of life, and I did not witness it with my eyes, but on a much deeper level, with my heart and my soul.
Lack of sight made him realize that there was a need to recognize the efforts of those that assist people with sight disabilities. With that in mind, Stevie Wonder created the Wonder Vision Awards that were still given today.
I want companies to keep coming up with new technology to help those with visual impairments like myself. Me, I take a car that I could use to get around. I might be a long way off, but I'm hopeful.
Stevie even guest starred on the popular Cosby Show.
How old are you?
6.
How would you like to be on my new album?
Yeah.
What sound do you think a giraffe makes? Beautiful. I got you in my synclavia.
Mommy, I'm on Stevie's new record.
Over the years, Stevie has sung duets with numerous popular singer-songwriters such as Michael Jackson with song Get It, Julio Iglesias with song My Love, and Paul McCartney with the song Ebony and Ivory. His ability to continue to grow and change as a musician has led to his continued musical success.
If together in perfect harmony, side by side on my piano keyboard,
he recently played a pivotal role in the election of Barack Obama to the presidency of the United States. Performing and speaking at many rallies and offering his songs, Seinfeld Delivered, and as the theme of the campaign. In addition, he played a special concert at the London Memorial to celebrate the 2009 inauguration.
It was one of those days that you experience and you say, wow, this is just one of those days I will never forget.
You know, Mr. Wonder, performing for us on the Obama campaign, it was symbolic, you know, bringing people together when people of different faiths and thought processes and beliefs and just everything come together and work together, we can be a better America, a better place to live, and God bless it. You know, Stevie Wonder, he was exactly what we needed.
You experience working for something that becomes a reality.
In 2009, Stevie was awarded the Gershwin Prize for Popular Music by the U.S. Library of Congress. Again, the youngest person to achieve this award, which was presented to him at the White House by President Obama. In addition, Stevie was commissioned by the library to write a classical piece in honor not normally bestowed on popular music artists. Today, Stevie can be found singing with a variety of artists such as Justin Bieber and Drake. And most recently, Stevie sang at Whitney Houston's funeral.
8 months, ninth day, in 1963, we were blessed so incredibly with a sound so incredibly with his voice, the voice of my choir of heaven from love.
Stevie Wonder is without question one of the great personalities in music history. His powerfully expressive vocal presence, coupled with his musical elegance, forms part of the broad personal spectrum of irresistible music and compelling emotion, which is his personal hallmark. Stevie Wonder continues to awe and inspire people today with his joy and musical talent. seeing the world in a way no one else can.
Mariah Carey, Mary J. Blige, Kanye West, George Michael, Jeremiah Jackson, Michael Jackson, Alicia Keys, John Legend, Prince, and Beyonce all list Stevie as one of their major influences at the great power of artists.
And that was my tribute to Steve Lynn Morris, the great Stevie Wonder. The great Stevie Wonder. Okay, as I kick off to Black Music Month, let me bring the president. We had the president of past CSU Law on here. We had Toby Miller, a state alumni. He's the president of our SEA. I also had Jason Patton from Detroit. So I'm about to bring on president of Central State alumni also. I'm about to bring on my man, Tua Barnes with some CSU information about what our alumni chapter is going on here in the Shire, what we got going on. What's going on, President Barnes? What's up, man?
Good evening, Mr. Tillman. How are you?
I can't complain. What about yourself? Hey, what do you think about the little tribute I did to Stevie Wonder about the little children?
Oh, that was great, man. That's great. You know, I got love for Brother Morris.
Yeah, but it's good to hear. You know, those that was a little mixed race. I forgot what about junior high kids. I think it was in sixth grade when they did that. I didn't get to school in a class. It's a year old, but it's a little play that they put together. But it's good hearing some of that old classic Stevie Wonder, some songs you forgot, and to hear how broad his life is. You know, that's kind of cool. You know,
was it done by Chicago
student? No, it's a student. I think they're in St. Louis, Missouri. What is either Missouri? Or Kansas, either Kansas or Kansas City, Missouri, one of those spots. I'm going to get it and give y'all credit for that. Thank you for sending it to us. They sent it to us earlier, but I replayed it. What we got going on at the CSU chapter, my man?
All right. The big thing that we got going on, we're having our annual alumni meeting, June 28th and 29th. All roads lead to Chicago, Illinois. We're calling out to all Central State University alumni from all four corners, border to border, coast to coast. Chicago is the place to be. June 28th through 29th, we have a weekend full of activities for you. That Friday night, we're going to have an all-white dinner cruise on the Spirit of Chicago. After the dinner cruise, we're going to have an after party at the at our host hotel, the Holiday Inn, Mart Plaza. Saturday morning, we're going to take care of the business at hand. But Saturday evening, we're going to have a concert at the historic DeSable Museum, and it will be featuring none other than Teresa Griffin, one of Chicago's great local artist. You may have seen her on The Voice this season. She did very well. So we got a lot of good and exciting stuff planned ahead for all of our Central State alumni and the city of Chicago, June 28th and 29th. Y'all need to be a part of this. To get the calendar and to register for the events, you can go to our website, csugaaevents.org. csugaaevents.org. That'll give you the schedule that you can register for the weekend collectively. You can buy extra tickets for your spouse or significant other for the different parties and what have you. Hotel information. Oh, on that note, we got 2 days left to get the early bird discount rate. So we got a good deal for downtown Chicago hotel in the summertime. So you really want to take advantage of the discounts that they've afforded to us. So this is something that you really don't want to miss. We look forward to interacting with everybody who's converging on Chicago. And we're going to show everybody how Central State does it. We're going to do it up real big for y'all. Y'all don't want to miss this one. This is going to be one for the record books.
Yeah, I agree. Not to be tipping the hat. Will you be selling out any classic tickets out there? Because if I'm not mistaken, isn't Central State playing in a classic also here in Chicago?
Central State will be performing, they'll be participating in this year's Chicago Football Classic. Tickets should be available during that event, June 28th, 29th. We're still waiting on contracts and whatnot to be finalized before we can start distributing tickets. But
I didn't want to jump the gun, but I was trying to make everybody see how Chicago is going to be the spot starting out this summer all the way to the fall for CSU alumni. So I was just trying to put a double plug in there. That's all. But I mean to step on your toes there, Prez.
Oh, that's all right. But yeah, that's letting everybody know that Central State is taking over Chicago this summer. Show enough.
Right. See, everybody think Detroit is Central State outside of Ohio, but we're going to show them that it's really Chicago. What we're going to try to do is get everybody out here for this major conference. All white crews are going to be off the hood. And y'all know how Teresa Griffin does it, you know. And we're trying to make this real big, everybody, you know. But what I need, Arturo, if you can, man, you know, if I can get like an MP3 commercial infomercial, man, I could be running that all day up until the show, unless you want to come on my show every other day and to make sure my listeners hear it live and direct, which I appreciate. What I appreciate also, you know, I got a problem with that neither.
We can do both. We can do both, because if you want to market it right, you got to hit them from every angle. So I'll work on a recording that you can plug on a regular basis, and I don't mind stopping in a few more times before the big day.
Right, that's all I want to do. We trying to make this real big. We trying to make it real big. You know, the conference is being held once every year, correct, or once a year? When it'll be held, Arturo?
It's held every year. What they do,
okay.
One year it's held in Ohio, and the next year it's held outside of Ohio. And they alternate back and forth.
So the next year is going to be held in Ohio. So this time it's going to be off campus. And, you know, there's a lot more to do here in Chicago. Not saying Ohio ain't nothing going on in Ohio, but there's a whole lot to do here in Chicago with the summertime going on. You know, with everything happening, this is the place to be. And we're hosting the classic game here. You know, and it should be the home team. You know, we should be the home team because we always pack the stadium. We do so well for the classic organization we have it. So, again, what website can they go on to find information? And if you don't mind, could you repeat everything one more time for my audience? Because, you know, we get that little syndrome where we got, you know, Alzheimer's. Could you repeat it one more time for everybody? What's going on with the dates and what's happening one more time, Arturo? Thank you.
Here we go. Central State University General Alumni Association will be hosting their 2013 annual meeting in Chicago, June 28th. And 29th. All the schedules and registration information can be found on our website. The address is csugaaevents.org. csugaaevents.org. The schedule of what we have lined up, Friday night, we're going to have a dinner cruise on the Spirit of Chicago. After the cruise, we're going to have an after party at our host hotel, the Holiday Inn Mark Plaza. Saturday morning, we're going to take care of a little business. And Saturday night, we're going to have a concert at the Gustavo Museum featuring Teresa Griffin. So, again, you can register and get all the pertinent information from our website, csugaaevents.org. events.org. So, Mr. Tillman, I thank you for the time and the opportunity to put our business out there, man. I really appreciate you.
Oh, not a problem, not a problem at all. We just got to make sure we get a nice crowd out here. Like I said, we got it's June now, so we got to make sure we got everybody here. Like I said, if you can get the MP3, I can run it all day on my breaks, and you can stop in and make sure everybody gets there. And, you know, I'm going to try to do my best to make sure it's popped up, you know. You like that. Let me ask you this question. You know, let me put our minutes out there. If I could bring the state treasurer down there to speak, would it be a problem? You know, he's running for governor, so it might, you know, Dan Rutherford, that is. You know, would it be any problem? You know, maybe I should put that on the air, but, you know, I was asking. I talked to him the other day. I asked him if he comes on spot. You know, I'm just saying, I asked him. Okay, good. You know, it's election season and all like that, and he is trying to get the nomination for Republican governor, and I told him to come hang out with some of my black friends, and I told him we had a conference coming up. He said I can get together, get with his people, but, you know, it would be interesting, that's all. I was just wondering, you know, if I could bring my man, that's all.
Sure.
All right. And, Ebony, let me let you know that we're going to try to get 18,000 people in those seats. Now, for my GOP friends that's listening, says, there's 18,000 gangbangers out there. We, the Martin Luther King Republicans, and probably my Republican friends are going to try to get 18,000 people to buy 18,000 seats so we can pack that up. Now, remember, we're trying to do something positive to counteract the 18,000 gang members out there. All right, my man Arturo, like I said, just send me the tape, and we're going to try to get it crunk for CSU, for Galveston Central State, my man.
All right, and give Ebony a high five for me, man.
Matter of fact, Ebony,
I'll
trust
you
a high five.
How you doing there?
Good evening, my sister. How are you?
All right.
So it's going down June 29th,
y'all. There it is. That's the president of my man, Arturo. Listen, if you want to do it every day, every other day, just come on in. We're going to plug you in at any time, and we're going to promote this little conference so everybody, all my listeners, can see it. By the way, did you get any information about Stephanie Anderson's funeral? Anybody give me information when it was or what happened or how was it?
Her funeral will be this Saturday.
Oh, this Saturday coming up. Okay.
This Saturday coming up in Columbus, Ohio.
All right.
I'll shoot you all the specifics. That way you can broadcast it.
Not a problem. You come on next time. This photo's for Saturday. We'll be able to put it out there. You have that also. Just the issue information and news, my man.
Right on, sir.
We do it like that. All right. You got it? I got 16 minutes. You want to go some more? I can let you go, you know, all day long now. Because I don't expect no callers to be calling in, you know, because we're doing Black History Month. We tribute Clarence Burke from the Five Steps and Marvin Jr. from the Dales. They passed away over the weekend, so we decided to give them a shout-out. And we did that tribute to Stevie Wonder. And that's what we did today, kicking off our Black Music Month EP. I like that, Ebony. But anyway, I'll tell you anything else you want to give out to the people? Because I do got to let everybody know that. But hold on, but I do got everybody know that Gene Stapleton passed away, and that was Edith Bunker on All in the Family. And I hate to say it, full disclosure, I didn't know she was still living, but I'm sorry she passed away, but she played a great role. A lot of people don't look at her as a quintessential mother role, but if you look at her family structure was set up, you had a quote-unquote blue-collar, redneck husband. You had the only daughter, or quote unquote, was married to a Jew who had a black friend, and all the spinoffs that came from that show. People don't know the spinoff comes like this for All in the Family. Yeah, All in the Family. Edith's sister was Maude. Maude's housekeeper was Florida from Good Times. That's a Good Times connection come in. But let's go on again. So Archie Bunker's Edith's best friend also was. Come on, Ebony. What? Louise from Jefferson, who was George Jefferson's husband, and they also moved on up. I'm just saying how the connection of shows that they put out there at that time that you had. And not to mention Sanford and the Son, they don't have a little mix, but that was a little Norman Lear spit. We had another small black businessman. But we're going to take a moment and pause and say what's up about my girl Edith Miller. If you don't mind for 1 second, so I got you on our children, just take a moment with me just to... I love that loser. Salute my lady. somebody that passed away today, Miss Edith Funker. Gene Stapleton, everybody, passed away today.
In Hollywood.
Boy,
the way Glenn Miller played.
Doors that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And we knew we knew what it
is. For girls and men, woman. Wish that we could use a man like Travis over a girl.
Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Edith Funker, Gene Stapleton passed away. And if you go back and look at those shows, they were really some raunchy shows, but they showed how America really was at that time. When people go back in time and look at Norman Lear's programming, they really were social consciousness level, you know, on a whole nother string. Did you ever watch All in the Family, Arturo?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I watched
them. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they don't make TV programs like that. Everything is politically correct. If you look at the shows back then, Honky, Nigger, all the racial stuff they put out there to try to prove a point. But they were trying to show you where America was going. And at that time, you know, Sam and the Son, you may look at them being a junk dealer, but they had their black business. Jefferson had a black business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but then you got to the 80s. And what the 80s got you prepared for? The Barack Obama days. Everybody had them a black baby. Webster had them a white family. The Jacksons had them a white family. Tootie went to school with all white girls. I'm just saying. Even Freddie Boom Boom Washington, he went to school with all white people. I mean, he was only him and one black girl, only black people in the whole school. I'm just saying. It was just showing you, preparing you how society was gearing up. That's if you look back at that. You know, when we watched it, we really didn't see those things, but we looked at them as being imaginary. Because think about it. When you was coming up, Arturo, what white man is going to take two black kids from the ghetto and put them in the penthouse? Imaginary. Make believe. But you dream those things like it could happen.
Hey.
I left that for you. I left that for you.
And then Brad are doing right now.
Right, right. That's for you, because maybe the people who put that out there who knew Barack Obama was going to be president had him watching those TV shows and telling him, look, Barack, you're not strange. You see, Willis and Arnold got a white daddy, too. Or look, Webster, there's nothing wrong with you. You know, there's other people out there. I mean, there's other people out there with white families, too. You just sit there and enjoy not making no cracks on the president, everybody. I'm just saying. But anyway, one more last shout out to, before I let you go, about our upcoming conference.
Okay, before we get to the conference, I do have the details for the homegoing services for Stephanie Anderson. This coming Saturday, June 8th, 9 a.m. viewing, 10 a.m. service at First Church of God, 3480 Refugee Road in Columbus, Ohio. Those homegoing services for Stephanie Anderson this Saturday, First Church of God in Columbus, Ohio.
All right.
So for Chicago, the 2013 General Alumni Meeting, June 28th, 29th, here in Chicago. Friday, dinner cruise on the Spirit of Chicago. After the cruise, we're going to have an after party at the Host Hotel, the Holiday Inn Mart Plaza. Saturday, we're going to take care of our business, and Saturday evening, we're going to meet at the DeSable Museum for a concert featuring Teresa Griffin. Information and registration, you can do that online at our website, csugaaevents.org, csugaaevents.org. So there you have it, sir.
All right, all right, All right. There we have it. That's my man, Arturo, President of State Alumni Chapter. Man, I appreciate you coming on. Like I said, let's get this crunk, as you know, keep coming on every other day. Send me an MP3. It can be cheesy. It can be hot. No matter what, let's see if you can get this crunk, my man. All right.
God,
appreciate you being. Go ahead. For God, for Central, for State. All right, everybody. Hey, Ebony, why don't you go and play some Dales so we rest in peace with the Dales. We got Marvin Jr. passed away. We can go to five steps, just but Marvin passed away earlier, so let's go to the Dales, and then we can go ahead and fade it on out of here. Don't forget, everybody, it's Black Music Month. Are we going to have Carl West on there? Can we get him on tomorrow? We don't know. Maybe we'll see if Miami won, too, by the end of the song. All right, everybody, the love we had, the Dales. There.
Lately, babe, I've been thinking how good it was when you were here, and it ain't.
I never will forget you, baby.
alone. It's a world of sheer make believe. Where
peace, Clarence Burke.
From television to
Marvin Jr. And also Gene Stapleton. Good night, everybody, and may your God be with you. See y'all tomorrow.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
And we knew we knew why
then. Dance for girls and men, woman.
Mister, we could use a man like Clement over again.
Didn't need no welfare states.
Everybody pulled him.
We are all a smiling
gray. No.